This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the world championships on the Big Island.
Welcome onto this edition of the Kona Edge. I am Brad Brown. It's good to have you with us. And today we talk some nutrition as we touch base once again with Ben Bell to find out some of the things that he's done to improve his Ironman nutrition strategy over his triathlon career. Before we get into my chat with Ben, don't forget, I've mentioned it a few times here on the podcast, that my business partner and I have launched a brand new training platform. If you're looking for some guidance on your triathlon journey, make sure you check out what we've done. I think it's amazing. I'm using it in the build-up to my Ironman next April here in South Africa, and I absolutely love it. We've literally built something that I wanted to use as an athlete, and I think you're going to love it too. And the good news is, if you... As a loyal listener of the Kona Edge, if you use the coupon code KONA at checkout, we'll give you a massive discount. So go check it out. That's thekonaedge.com/coaching. If you want some help, that's thekonaedge.com/coaching. If you're looking for some guidance and help on your Ironman journey, it is well worth every single cent, and it is pretty good value for money as well. So go check it out. That's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Time to chat some nutrition here on the podcast, and we head back to New South Wales to catch up with Ben Bell. Ben, welcome back onto the podcast. Thanks for your time on the Kona Edge today.
Hi, Brad.
Ben, let's talk about your nutrition. It's something we haven't spoken about at all in our previous chats, and often it's said nutrition is the fourth discipline in triathlon, and I'm sure you agree.
Yeah, definitely. Especially in Ironman, if you haven't got your nutrition sorted, you're in for a long day.
Have you got it waxed? Do you know exactly? I mean, is it still something you're working on, or have you got it pretty much sorted? Each one's exactly the same.
Yeah, it's pretty much sorted now. I just tinker with it a little bit, but pretty much sorted from race to race.
From a philosophy point of view, nutrition overall, not necessarily racing. Tell me a little bit about your day-to-day nutrition sort of approach.
Just a balanced diet, you know. I love my carbs, love my breads, protein. So it's pretty balanced with, a few treats chucked in every now and then for good measure. But yeah, it's nothing out of the ordinary. So yeah, everything.
What are the go-to treats? What do you love and are never going to do without?
Ice cream. I can't live without ice cream. and the odd chocolate bar, but yeah, definitely my ice cream.
Flavor ice cream. What's the one?
Chocolate or choc mint, that'll do.
In any ice cream, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, any ice cream.
As long as it's cold and frozen and it's cream, then we'll do it. Ben, tell me a little bit about sort of the way you approach a race from a nutrition point of view. Let's talk the few days or the week before. Do you change anything up, or are you into carbo loading? Do you stay away from fiber? Tell me a little bit about your sort of approach towards race day.
Yeah, sort of the last 4 weeks, I'll try and eat really clean. Then race week itself, I'll carbo load the third and second day out from a race. You know, I'll up the carbs there, cut back on the fibre, really hydrate really well. Then the day of the race, you know, I won't eat too much pre-race the day before the race. I'll just have, just a couple of sandwiches for lunch and a bit of barbecue chicken, some bread and rice for dinner, and that's pretty much my standard routine with raisin toast for breakfast on race morning.
Love it. Race day itself, let's talk about how you approach the race. So you you say you've got it pretty much dialed in, you're tinkering with a few sort of things. Talk me through race day from a nutrition perspective. How do you go?
Race morning, as after breakfast, I'll just have a gel 20 minutes before the start with a bottle of water and a bottle of Infinite. I've started taking Infinite a couple of years ago, and it's worked really well. Then onto the bike, I'll just sip on my Infinite every 20 minutes, have a sip of that with water as needed. Onto the run, just a napalm gel. I'll have six of those during the Ironman run with Coke and water at aid stations.
It's pretty simple. I mean, you don't overcomplicate it.
No, that's the whole idea of it. Keep it simple, and I like it simple, and you can't go too far wrong.
Do you think people overcomplicate and try and overcomplicate nutrition sort of thing, as opposed to stripping it back and going, you know what, like, let's dumb it down so that when the less complicated it is, the less things that can go wrong?
Oh, definitely. You see some of the crap people will put on their bikes. You know, they've got 2 or 3 kilos worth of food on their bikes that I just shake my head sometimes.
Biggest nutrition mistake that you've made? Tell me about any mistakes you've made.
Probably not taking salt. I still take salt tablets, and a couple of races I've neglected the salt tablets. That's probably come back to bite me a few times. You know, with cramp issues. That's the only real mistakes I've made.
As far as sort of nutrition goes, and you're talking about tinkering it, obviously with the other sort of training, with swimming, biking, running, there's lots of working on things to get faster. Having your nutrition dialed in like this, do you think it's a case of if it ain't broke, don't fix it? I mean, where does the tinkering come in on a thing like this? I mean, tell me about how you experiment with your nutrition, that you've got something that's working. You don't want to deviate too much from it, but you also want to try and push the envelope a bit as much as you can to try and get as many gains as you can.
Yeah, that's right. As I said, I work with Infinite now, and Jace Cheshire from Infinite Australia, he's been great. We're just tinkered with my individual mix, you know, for certain races, for Hawaii and other hot climate races. We just changed my mix slightly, and every time, Jace, yeah, he's come up a winner for me.
And the Infinite, I mean, we spoke about, I'm trying to think who it was probably a good year and a half, 2 years ago, we spoke to somebody about Infinite here on the podcast, and it's a great product in the sense that, like you say, you can tinker and figure out exactly, because it's you're basically custom making a nutrition product for you that what works for you, that you like the taste, you like the balance of what's in it, and that's pretty special to be able to do something like that.
Yeah, to me it's vitally important. You know, it's got everything I need. Your carbs, your sugars, caffeine, your taste, as you say, you can dial in just exactly how you want it from race to race if need be.
Absolutely. And if you haven't checked out Infinite, what I'm going to do is I'll pop a link in the show notes as well below the podcast player. Go check it out. I've checked it out. It looks amazing. Yeah, I think it's definitely worth, if you are sort of trying to figure out what works for you, I think Infinite's a great way to go to really get that balance right, because we're all different, aren't we, Ben? That what works for me might not necessarily work for you and might not necessarily work for the next guy. You've got to treat yourself as an experiment of one and figure out what works for you and how you can get the best results.
Yeah, definitely. It is a real experiment. Just make sure you do it in training before race day.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about nutrition for recovery. Are you pretty anal when it comes to sort of making sure you eat after a training session, getting in the right sort of nutrients?
Yeah, more so. I'm definitely becoming more so that way. There's another Infinite product, their repair. I have a serve of that after a long, hard training session, a bit of fruit and a nice old coffee. That generally does me after a hard training session.
Brilliant. Well, Ben, it's been great catching up. Thank you so much for sharing your journey with us here on the Kona Edge. I look forward to following your progress to Basso, end of the year and beyond.
Good on you. Cheers, Brad.
And that's it for this edition of the podcast. Thank you very much to Ben Bell for sharing his Ironman nutrition advice with us today. I'm back again tomorrow with another awesome story. I get to share another Ironman story tomorrow. I love the stories, and I know you do too. So, yeah, keep the emails coming. If you'd like to reach out, brad@thekonaedge.com. If you've got a story for me, you'd love me to hear. And perhaps you've raced on the Big Island and you think you'd be a great candidate for the podcast, do reach out. That email once again is brad@thekonaedge.com.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.